You know, we live to make art and to make people laugh. And the whole point of art is to take us away from the stresses that we have in life. And to just be able to laugh with some beautiful singing to boot is a joy.
And you'll have Genevieve Foulkes and Chris Thompson in the cast.
Yeah, you're in very good hands. They're absolutely both such amazing voices, and they're hilarious. So,
you can maybe give a little preview of what the show is about.
Sure. So, Uberto has been taking care of Serpina since he found her, just kind of a waif on the streets, and she's been working for him all of these years. And she's, I don't want to say manipulative, that's not kind of the direction we're going, but she knows what he's worth, and she knows him, and so she has it in her mind she'd like to become his wife. And so she moves the chess pieces just so that he also then realizes what a great idea that would be. And they have this fantastic other employee of Uberto, Vespone, and he never says a word, but what he does physically speaks volumes. And it's very silly.
Now, if you think this sounds like the plot for a typical late 18th, early 19th century Italian comic opera, you'd be right.
Absolutely. And, we just wanted to laugh. And so we're not setting it exactly in that time period. We started talking about masks. And so we're really taking a nod from the Commedia dell'arte tradition. And, Chris Thompson's mask is hilarious. The nose just is like a slide down at Whitewater. And it's epic. And, we're really trying to, we have three actors on stage. And so we are really trying to make everybody take up as much space and just really enjoy each other physically. The costume's big, the, props big, everything we can do.
There will be both live performances in the Gilroy's and a stream.
Absolutely, yeah.
For these two performances next weekend, Friday and Saturday, September 25th and 26th, both at 7:30 p.m. Now, can you give us kind of an idea of the mechanics of how that's going to work?
Oh, well, I mean, the Gilroy's has been a fantastic partner in making sure that we're all set up for patrons to come in safely. And, it's going to, you're going to be like having an enormous amount of space around you when you come. I feel like everybody who comes in person is going to feel like it's a personal show. And everyone who tunes in from their home, I mean, how fun is that? I mean, I feel like everybody knows Chris and Genevieve really well. And to have us come into your home and you can make your own popcorn and pour your own glass of wine and enjoy the show.
Well, that's because concessions won't be available.
Correct.
Now, how does the streaming work? How do you get access to that?
There's
actually streams of the live performances, or are you taped? Or
it's going to be of the live performance. I anticipate there's some editing involved because there will be audio, putting together and stuff. And I'm fortunate that I don't have to mess with that. I'll just be like, oh, great. Here's the button I click on the ticket page. My ticket version is the online. And that's all you need to do.
So you go to sropera.org and you can, is that where you order the online version then?
Yes. Yeah. It should be right there.
They're available from the Gilroy's box office. That is 863-9491. It's open Tuesday through Friday, the box office, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can order your tickets, if you're going in person, online at Gilroy's, GILLIOZ.org. And of course, it's going to be, we've already alluded to how different it's going to be.
Yeah.
Audience members will have to wear masks. I said already concessions won't be available. Hand sanitizer will be widely available. Enhanced cleaning protocols are in place. So, staff and volunteers are going to do their best to make sure the lobby and restroom areas are uncongested.
Yes.
And again, as they have been doing in the Gilroy's, audiences will be dismissed, and at the Landers too, for that.
Mm-hmm.
Audiences will be dismissed by rows following the performances to avoid exit congestion.
Yes, and the opera's a really short one, too, right. So we don't have to worry about intermission. I think they technically call it an intermezzo. You know, it's this darling little package, and, you know, you get a full opera feel, but, you know, you're home by what would be my bedtime,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, mine too.
This is how I party. Nice short opera.
So again, you can order the online stream for either September 25th or 26th. And mm-hmm. Do you have to be in right there at 7:30 p.m. to pick that up?
Oh, for the stream?
Yeah.
I have to say I don't know. So I know we do for Secret Garden at MSU, but right. I'm not absolutely sure for ours.
Okay, so you can find out about the stream at sropera.org. Call the Gilloy's box office at 863-9491 or order tickets at gilloys.org to attend in person. And if you're feeling sick or having any COVID-like symptoms, stay at home and watch the...
Stream it, yeah. Have your tea from home.
It's been a long process, and I shudder to think about how many... I mean, back in March, you had Pagliacci ready to go.
We're looking forward to the rescheduling of that.
Michael's role debut is Canio.
Yes, and oh my goodness, having been in those rehearsals, I can tell you it was really riveting, absolutely riveting. And I think we've rescheduled that for 2021 or 2022. Michael, fortunately, is, you know, back at work and, you know... doing projects, and so...
Yeah, at least some of the European theaters and opera houses are open again.
Yeah, and recording projects are still going forth and things, so...
That's been a major part of his work.
Yeah.
Major recording.
Yes, very, very lucky for all that we get a record of our local star.
And La Serva Patrona next weekend, September 25th and 26th, Friday and Saturday nights, 7:30, live in the Gilloy's Theater or online stream.
Mm-hmm.
For access to the online stream and how to do that, visit sropera.org, and to purchase whatever tickets are left.
Yeah, there are still plenty, so come on down. You're going to have your own area code in the theater.
Exactly. You can call 863-9491 Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, or visit gilloys.org to order tickets.
Now, before I let you go, you have another big project to talk about here on campus.
Of course, I direct the opera at Missouri State, and we have all these fantastic students who are ready to go. And so
I need something to do.
And you know, we need art. And so I put my thinking cap on over the summer because I had a lot of time to put it on. And we have, you know, some wonderful amphitheaters on campus. And so there's the one that's right by the bear statue, by the PSU and the bookstore. And I have reserved that for 4 performances and 1 rain date. And our first one is next Friday. They're all free, and they're brown bag. I'm just calling it a brown bag lunch series. So it'll start at 11:30. And I chose a bunch of micro operas. And this has been a really fantastic for us trend. Our shortest opera is 5 minutes long, and the longest one is closer to 20. Most are right around 10 or 14 minutes, and you get an entire opera in that amount of time.
Now, are these 20th and 21st century pieces?
Yes, they're very hot off the presses, and the composers have been wonderful and very involved. You know, it's great to be able to call somebody personally and say, I understand you wrote this opera, you know, I'd love to do it, and they're very excited. And
who are some of the composers you're working with?
Liana Kirchhoff, who we did her piece The Clever Artifice of Harriet and Margaret a couple years ago and won some awards for it, so I was anxious to revisit her works. It's called Scrapbookers. So it's 2 sisters who are getting together to create a scrapbook for their parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
I thought that somebody would write an opera about scrapbook.
I know, right? But it's great. And as I accumulate the props for it, I'm like, ooh, this is going to make a great scrapbook someday. There's a composer named Wes Flynn. He holds the honor of having written the smallest one, which is 5 minutes in length, called Bedtime Story. And I don't want to give away the ending. It's this tiny little vignette, kind of a murder mystery, not mystery. It's a little whodunit. And Michael Ching, who we did his speed dating tonight several years ago, he actually during this whole quarantine, received a call from a company in Singapore who was supposed to do his show, Speed Dating Tonight. And they said, will you write us something we can do from our homes? Mm. And so he wrote something called All Dressed Up and Nowhere to Go. And their production of it that this company did was just darling. And I saw that and I thought, this is fantastic. My favorite song is an ode to wearing sweatpants. And all of us will be singing that as we walk out the door. And Philip Seward, who's a Chicago area composer, he wrote a piece called Juliet that is actually a conversation between the nurse and Lady Capulet. So just a whole variety. There's one called No Ladies in the Ladies book. And it's about two gentlemen, in effect, a ladies' magazine run completely by men, who are writing an article about how the railroad was created without the help of one single woman. And then our female characters come out and start to list all of the incredible inventions and innovations that women contributed to the railroad to set them straight.
So the time, as you say, is 11:30 a.m., and what's the date?
Our first one is going to be September 25th, next Friday. And we're going to do a couple different Fridays. So then the next one after that will be October 2nd. And then we'll take a Friday off for fall break, as we do.
Right.
And then we'll be back on the 16th. And then the final one will be October 23rd. And we have a rain date of November 6th, if anything needs to be canceled. And there will be about two of these little operas done each Friday, and we're not announcing which ones because we're trying to be really nimble in terms of
sure.
student health and availability, and there's an element of surprise. And several of my music colleagues are going to have their ensembles come and visit, so we might have some good string quartet music one weekend, or you know, a trombone solo another. It'll be just a fun time to sit down, eat your brown bag lunch in the beautiful grass, and enjoy some art in a really safe and relaxing, free way.
This will be in the amphitheater area near Plaster Student Union and the bookstore.
Absolutely.
MSU campus.
Yeah.
Is there any place people can go for information?
Yes, we have our Facebook page, which has the event on it. So Missouri State Opera Theater. And you can visit us on the Missouri State / Opera as well. Come see us.
The Brown Bag Lunch Micro Opera Series, starting next Friday, 11:30 a.m. And except for the 9th of October, you'll be three Fridays in October, the 2nd, 16th, and 23rd, and a rain date of November 6th if any of those get canceled for
yeah.
weather. And that is, again, in the amphitheater area near Plaster Student Union and Bookstore here on the MSU campus, free and open to the public. And if you want information, visit opera.missouristate.edu or go to Missouri State Opera Theater's Facebook page.
Absolutely.
All right.
Can't wait to see you guys at the opera, any of them. So much great stuff going on.